RTL Stories, the podcast with Lisa Burke from RTL Group.
If you look at RTL, you know exactly, again, what you get. If it doesn't matter if you switch on the TV in the Netherlands or if you turn on the radio in Luxembourg, you listen to the news at RTL Hungary or you stream your favorite series in Germany. When they see RTL, they know exactly what they get. It's entertainment and it's reliable news, which is more important than ever before. So, and entertainment has always been at the heart of RTL, and that's really what we wanted to express. And RTL United was also to really sharpen the profile of RTL.
Hello and welcome to RTL Stories, the podcast. I'm Lisa Burke, based here at RTL in Luxembourg, and in this series we are exploring the lives of some extraordinary people who have made RTL their career home, investigate what they do and how they got here. Now today I'm delighted to welcome, in person, in the studio here in Luxembourg, Isabel Ostermann, who has been one of the driving forces behind RTL United, which is the rebranding of RTL as a brand. Isabel is passionate about branding, marketing, communications, and has been part of RTL for 10 years. In her current role as Senior Director, Brand Management and Communications, she is responsible, amongst other projects, for the iconic RTL brand. And so she's going to talk to us about how RTL United came to life and share her experience working on one of the biggest rebrands in the history of RTL. And Isabel also quite recently became a mother, and she's going to talk to us also about juggling that difficult balance behind motherhood and then bringing yourself as a new mother to work. Isabel, it's wonderful to have you here in the studio.
Yes. Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited about the recording and being part of the podcast.
Well, we love having you in the studio, and I'm feeling quite good because you nodded in approval of our branding behind
yes.
me. I think we're following the guidelines.
You are indeed. I love it. It's a really nice color combination. I like it.
Let's move back 10 years. You started the company, mm-hmm. RTL, 10 years ago, and you've stayed in the same department, the corporate communications team. So it must be a wonderful team.
Yes, it's a wonderful team, definitely. And these 10 years flew by like a flash. It's been so quick and it's just always been so dynamic. There's been always so many changes. So it never really felt like it's been 10 years, to be honest.
So you always felt like you were developing as a person in your career.
Yes, absolutely. And luckily I had a mentor, Oliver, who has always been supportive and really encouraging in developing yourself further. And with a variety of projects, it's always been very dynamic and very exciting.
And you are a very creative person. So within the team, I think you found your spark, was able to flourish as well, it seems.
Yeah, totally. I think you need to find your magic and you need to find your purpose. And then you find the right place. If you then have the opportunity to grow and really find a place where your opinion matters and you can spark your creativity, then it's and you have fun, then it's a perfect place to be.
And spend your time there, of course. Now, all of us will have an idea of what marketing and communications means, but you seem to have found a career path that you truly love. How did you come to it? How did you find marketing?
Well, basically, I started my career working in an advertising agency, which is really, it's crazy. It's because you have so many clients you work with, but you also get to see the whole variety of marketing and communications. So for me, that was a very good start to start my career. Then I moved to an international satellite company and was also involved in marketing activities there and the rebranding. Back then, and then I moved to RTL and really found my spot there. I would say it's been a great learning curve, a great journey, and it's still so much fun. So to combine also both worlds, communications and marketing.
And then we come to branding, which is something you're completely passionate about. Mm-hmm. So can you remember the first thing you thought when you saw the RTL Group logo?
Oh, yes, I do. I do. I remember when I arrived for my interview here in Luxembourg, I looked at it and I was like, what is that? It looked old fashioned back then. It was really, I didn't really understand why there are so many different RTL logos, and it didn't represent the media landscape we are in, the dynamics that is coming in the industry. I found a lot of potential in improving that.
And did you mention this at the interview?
I did. It was one of my questions to Oliver back then. I said, why is the RTL group looking different than the RTL Luxembourg logo or the RTL Germany logo? Because I've grown up with the RTL logo. I've known it from being a small child from TV. And we live close to the border to Luxembourg. So every time we travel to Luxembourg, I've always saw the RTL Luxembourg logo as well. And then there was this RTL Group logo, and it just didn't get to my mind why they all look different.
So that's very interesting. Even as a young consumer, as a child, you were aware, you were conscious, this is not the same. There's a disconnect here. And hence the whole RTL United rebranding came about under your supervision. This is, you know, something that you care so deeply about, clearly from childhood, it seems. So how did it all begin?
Yeah, well, first of all, it was really a team effort. It wasn't just one person. But I remember I brought that up always a few times, but there was never really the right time to do it.
You brought it up at interview.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. And then I remember in 2018, we had a number of management workshops, and one of the biggest weaknesses back then we defined that we don't operate under one global brand. While our competitive landscape has changed, we are competing with the big tech giants, and their strength is that they have one strong logo that looks the same everywhere.
Yeah,
and
so
we also discussed
to be identified.
Exactly. So you have the big Google, Netflix, Amazons, and their strength is that they operate under one big brand. And it was also discussed that it's difficult to find new talent. So there were lots of opportunities we defined there, and we said, okay, let's look into it. But it didn't start until, I think it was September 2019, where we really came together with the colleagues at RTL Deutschland and said, okay, we need to do it together, and we need to think big. It's now the right opportunity. It's a chance for us to think big, and we got the green light beginning of 2020, and that's when we got rolling and started.
So there was a few different movements here, and I know there were several rounds, several meetings, of
yes,
course.
Many.
This is a big thing. It was slightly accelerated when part of the RTL Group corporate center relocated to Cologne, I believe. And so there also there were more conversations to be had, but still it was a small team that did this.
Yes. I think you need to keep in mind that when we got started, it was also the time where the COVID pandemic has started to unfold, and we've all went into lockdown, and we said, okay, let's keep the team small, because in order to get it going, we need to be fast as well in the decisions we make and in the processes. So it was quite interesting, because it was really, I think we had a handful of personal meetings, but everything was done virtually, and it was a complete new way of working for us, but we really managed to find a common ground and find a vision for RTL and the RTL brand.
So this vision then, it's multicolored. It doesn't have one color, which is also quite unique, I think. Although when you mentioned the tech giants, and I can think one of them, you know, a browser I open up every day, they change every single day. So again, it's a changing landscape. That's another phrase you used. Talk us through how you came to this logo now that really is the epitome of what I view as RTL. I mean, I see it every day, of course, but hopefully other people are becoming more aware of it as well, right across Europe and not the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, also their branding is more than just a logo. It really is more than the fonts or the pictures you see. It really cuts much deeper. It's really the brand experience you create. If you know, everyone knows the product that has an apple. You know exactly, okay, what is it about? What's the product? You know, the look of it, the design is simple, and you know, the functionality and the feeling. So this all pays into the corporate branding. And but the logo indeed was one of the biggest achievement, I would say, that we defined. Frederick and the team has done an amazing job with an external agency to really define something that is unique also in the European media landscape.
We should say that Frederick is the lead designer at RTL Deutschland.
Yes, exactly. He and his team who developed the new design and the new design system. And the RTL logo in the end is what connects us all.
Do you think in a customer it creates a trusting relationship?
It does, because if you look at RTL, you know exactly, again, what you get. If it doesn't matter if you switch on the TV in the Netherlands or if you turn on the radio in Luxembourg, you listen to the news at RTL Hungary or you stream your favorite series in Germany. When they see RTL, they know exactly what they get. It's entertainment and it's reliable news, which is more important than ever before. So, and entertainment has always been at the heart of RTL, and that's really what we wanted to express. And RTL United was also to really sharpen the profile of RTL.
And to really unite the countries together under the one umbrella.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to any change, rebranding, there has to be a bit of police out there. There have to be some guidelines, because not everybody is as quick to change.
Yes, I don't want to call it brand police, but I think in the end of the day, it's also helpful for everyone to have somehow or some kind of guidelines that give you, that helps your daily work when you develop a campaign or a product, that you always can come back to the guidelines and kind of find some guidance. But in the end of the day, everyone working at RTL is a brand ambassador and should ensure that the brand is presented in the best way possible. Because in the end, it's really the most important asset we own and we have. And it's in everyone's responsibility. You can have lots of guidelines, but it's the people that need to make them work as well. So
yeah, and I'm just thinking it must have been such fun. Well, fun but hard work as well. When you're coming up with a new brand concept, you're thinking about the new colours, the logo, even the fonts. And I love handwriting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I know that you came up with another font as well that should be used across, you know, RTL. I mean, in my opinion, something that is hard is defining the choice, because the choice is, there's so many decisions to be made and the choice is extensive. How do you shortlist that choice?
Yeah. It's across all touch points where you need to connect all the dots. And it starts from the email signature. It starts from a big it goes to the big marketing campaigns. There needs to be like the red line in order to really create the brand value and consistency.
Mm-hmm. Now, alongside all of this, you achieved this with the team during COVID times. Mm-hmm. You also had a lovely, lovely little girl. Mm-hmm. How old is she now?
She is turning 2 end of the month, yes.
And I know that you are very happy to talk to us about this experience, because mm-hmm. it isn't always a gentle return to work, because, you know, you have this, people think when you're at home, things are easy. Of course, mm-hmm. anybody with children knows they are not. And so it's this new juggle. So I know you're happy to talk about this, because a lot of people will look up to you in your role. Mm-hmm. You have a very senior position. They will love your work, what you bring to the office, but they won't always know what you have to do in order to bring yourself to the office. So how is it? How do you do it?
Yeah, I mean, it is challenging. I was lucky to stay at home for a little over a year, for 14 months. Also that time has passed so quickly. And I then returned part-time because we couldn't find the daycare. So that was really challenging to be between two roles of getting back into work and something that I'm really passionate about, but at the same time, of course, taking care of the baby. But I think it's also a thing of mindset. If you really want it, you get it organized. But I also feel it's easily said to be a working mom or a working dad, but there's so much in it and everyone defines it differently. It doesn't matter if you decide to come back early and work full time, or if you decide to stay at home longer and then return part time. Or luckily, we live in a society where women, but also working dads, have all possibilities to do so. And on the other hand, it can also put pressure on somebody, indeed, because you feel like you need to serve all roles perfectly. It's a juggle, of course.
And I would say I would throw that word perfect out the window straight away.
Yeah. Yes. No, I had this conversation with a colleague the other day who said, Isabel, you look so organized. But then he didn't know that I only had like 4 hours of sleep and a to-do list that is like a mile long. But
the impression is good.
Indeed. But it is a roller coaster ride. And acknowledge that if you know, okay, you might have days where you can have all the energy and you feel you can change the world, there will be days where it's difficult and challenging and you're tired and you feel like the days doesn't have enough hours and your system is overloaded, I would say.
Where having a wonderful team, if you belong to a team that you're integrated into, as you said right at the start of this conversation, where you know each other so well and other people can, you know, if you're at a 20, they can pick up that 80% on that day and you flip, you know, everybody has good and bad days. So that's where the team experience comes in. And I'm quite sure also returning to a team, it gives you that change from the home environment. So you get a bit of different energy.
Oh, totally. Absolutely. And luckily, I have a team who is really supportive, and they know that there might be days where you work outside the normal working hours, that you go back to the laptop later in the evening because you had to pick up the baby earlier. So I think it's really a mindset, and what you also need to do is to communicate that clearly. What do you need in order to return to work? So it's really helpful to have an employer that also is supportive and gives you all that flexibility that you need on some days.
Now, during this time off, in inverted commas, it's definitely not off. You're working very hard when you have a young child at home. And given your passion about communications and branding, did you sit back and think, I love these brands? Could you give us a flavor of the thoughts, the creative thoughts that you have? Mm-hmm. And are there any kind of brands that you just think, they've nailed it. Mm-hmm. That's a great brand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think with the rebranding project, of course, you get more into design and you are more aware. And I sometimes caught myself going to the supermarket and really looking at products and what the brand looks like and their design looks like. So in the end of the day, I think what really nails a good brand is when it's simple and you know exactly what's in it. You know exactly the experience you get when you buy that product. Like I mentioned earlier, the Apple, or you know, the brand with the three stripes. It's so simple, but you know exactly what you get. You know exactly what experience you buy. So, and I think that's what makes a good brand. And I think that's, again, the asset we have with RTL. People know the brand, first of all, because with everything, all the offers you have today, everything that's around us, it's difficult to really stick out. So I think RTL has that potential in the brand. And again, people know exactly what they get when they turn to RTL.
Mm-hmm. And so just to summarize then, if we are brand ambassadors for RTL, what should we be doing?
I think to be aware that we need to take care of our asset and the RTL brand to really ensure it's presented in the best way possible, to also future-proof it. I think there's so much noise around us and so many, everything is developing so fast. So it's super important to have that consistency, to really create that brand value, to really create that brand experience, what the customers in the end are looking for.
Mm-hmm. And develop that connection and sense of safety and trust, particularly in a time of increasing disinformation. Mm-hmm. Well, Isabel, it's lovely to have you here. Thank you for coming all the way into Luxembourg and giving up that precious time with your beautiful little girl. I was lucky enough to see her with her fabulous head of hair. She's wonderful hair online when we were preparing. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all of the work that you do for RTL. And I will make sure now to be even more efficient when I look at any kind of font that I'm using for RTL or the brands around me. I will try to become a better ambassador where I can be. You've really nailed it into my mind a little bit stronger. And thank you all for watching, for listening. Of course, if you're part of RTL, we really want to know your thoughts on the RTL Group intranet in the comments section. You can also, of course, get in touch through our social media platforms. You just search for RTL Group, of course, and please join and follow on all of those things on LinkedIn, X, YouTube, and Instagram. Thank you so much for being part of this conversation. Thank you, Isabel.
Thank you, Lisa.